What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, what's hot in this market?
Well, there was just an incredible rain that came across the Midwest, and many customers in North Dakota received a half to one inch, and just a timely rain, very much needed. And the rains that came across the Midwest were also very beneficial, although not every spot was covered. The rains were pretty good for this time of year.
Certainly have seen a tremendous amount of volatility. Is that a positive in this marketplace?
It could be a what's hot or what's not. It depends what side of the coin you are on, Don. But market volatility is here to stay for a little bit. Ranges have been extended at the Board of Trade. And so 40 cents is limit up, limit down. We had extended ranges in beans last week, $1.50, limit up, limit down. So market volatility just absolutely on fire. Difficult for some to handle, but yet that is the new normal.
Still, when we step back, these prices are at some historic highs.
Looking at my boards right now, 550 D's corn is not the end of the world. $13 no beans, 770 spring wheat, just phenomenal prices. I guess everyone just wants what they could have had a few weeks ago, and that's that the prices were higher.
So what's not hot in this market, Tommy?
Stock market have its first bad day in a long time. Dow Jones down 500 Friday. As the stock market throws what we call a taper tantrum, as the Fed starts talking about tapering and putting less money in the system. But interest rates are at record lows. The Fed has to, at some point, take their foot off the gas, and that has people concerned.
Even things like Bitcoin is on the downside.
Bitcoin down $3,000. Now, a few months ago, you felt like if you weren't trading Bitcoin or part of a crypto, you were just a loser. But those people get real quiet when that market goes against them. Of course, Bitcoin is not back. The Fed isn't going to stop in and set a floor on Bitcoin or do anything to support it. So Bitcoin down 3,000. It's amazing how less smart people are when we're not in a bull market.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.